welcome Brian Fraser to our studio today. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Coach of the Lady Avs, you're welcome. Yeah, getting set for volleyball. Jody, good morning.
Good morning.
East Kootenay Volleyball Association. Good. So, first of all, thanks for all the reporting from the new courts going up at College of the Rockies. Are they just about done now?
Well, you know, I was just going to ask if we could get Brian some intel on that, because he's also involved. Is everything going according to plans up there? You're all good to go?
The courts have been finished. The nets are up. They planted grass around the area. Yeah, it's looking really good.
Nice. And I heard it's been built to last, right? Everything's been cemented in and all the drainage. It was quite the undertaking.
Yeah, they took apart the courts and put in a drainage system. And we now have World Federation beach sand and permanent poles, so yeah, it's looking good.
That's lovely. So now, will your girls be taking advantage of that, your Cotter team? Is that something you guys are going to start using for early training right now?
Yes, for sure, as long as the weather holds up and it's not too smoky. We're starting September 1st, so yeah, for sure, once or twice in that first week we'll be out there.
So is there anything exciting you can tell us? Anything that, you know, any inter-squad games that you guys are going to be playing to get the season going, or...
We're going to be training for probably a couple of months, and the season's kind of set to start in November, and we'll be traveling for some preseason in October, and for sure we'll have some inter-squad games set up end of September, most likely.
So the big question I'm sure everybody's asking, is there going to be allowed spectators?
As far as we know, and as long as the plan kind of stays the same, yes, there will be spectators.
How do you set your roster? Can you trade and everything? We had a whole season where you couldn't really watch everybody performing, so who are you going in with then, Brian?
Yeah, we have a very new team. We have 10 new recruits coming in, and we have 8 second-year players on our team and 1 third year. So, yeah, we're brand new. Most of the faces are going to be new.
I guess you look at size and speed and try and determine what kind of team you have and how you want to attack the game against your opposition then.
Yeah, a little bit. Recruiting was a little bit tricky this year. We had we had to go through video, and there's a lot of Zoom calls, and we know we're getting good personalities and just good people, and they're all athletic, and so we'll see kind of how things shape up.
Fantastic, and see how they're meshing as a team, and get you know, if you've got some new players and some new recruits, there's obviously going to have to be some work there with the team.
Yeah, we're putting a pretty big premium on team building, and for sure the first week and throughout the season, it's always really important. Yeah, getting along with everybody, being comfortable with all of your new teammates. So
that being said, are you doing anything with the younger age groups or whatever, preparing for next year, knowing that this was kind of a mixed up season? Are you got anything on the go for that?
Yeah, we actually have a camp next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 24th to the 26th. We're running camps from ages, well, I guess grade 6 all the way to grade 12. And yeah, it's 2 hours a day for 3 days in a row and inside. And yeah, it'll be fun.
And are you using college girls as well with that? Are they going to be there providing mentorship for that?
Yeah, we have 4 or 5 Avalanche athletes who are going to be out helping and volunteering their time.
The days have gone by so quickly. What was your take on the Olympic Games watching from Japan, watching our local team and just volleyball in general? Does the sport look healthy to you, Brian?
The volleyball from the Olympics was some of the best volleyball I've ever seen. The games were unbelievable. All the teams were playing at such a high level. I miss it for sure.
Everything changes. You've played at that level before, and I guess the coaching gets better when the players get better too, right?
I'd say so. It becomes a little bit less technical coaching and a little bit more tactical coaching at that level. I mean, all the players are unbelievable. So, you just kind of see different schemes happening on the court.
I heard you say that you miss playing. So is that why you've been inspired to coach, is just to keep your love for volleyball alive?
Yeah, I do miss playing, and coaching's, it does keep me in the gym for sure. But yeah, just overall, I love volleyball. I love seeing athletes reach their potential. And yeah, so coaching's just a great fit for me.
Where are most of our players coming from? Are they from all over Canada? You have one international player that's with the team, but you have more coming in as well then, Brian?
Yeah, we have athletes from, well, Saskatchewan, Alberta, and BC this year. So mostly Western Canada, but yeah, fairly sporadically.
Is there a cap on international players? You know, because we have so many students come in from out of country. Are you allowed to take so many on each team or not?
Yeah, we are. There's each team's allowed, I believe, two or three international athletes. But it kind of depends on each institution as well.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I think that's all we need.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No, thanks for getting up early. Good luck with the season, and we'll stay close with you as well. East Kootenai Volleyball Association, Jody, are there any practice sessions coming up for you then?
No, not really. It's this guy that's got everything going. He's Mr. Volleyball in our town. We're lucky to have him.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. Brian Fraser is the coach of the Lady Avs of College of the Rockies here in Cranbrook, getting ready for the upcoming PacWest season. Sessions coming up next week already.